Well, every man, it boils down to have to be a salesman, you know, and just know, say, I mean, ain't no shame in my game. This is what I do. And I am not scared to go on social media and to say, hey, click that button, it costs you only $10. Because the Master P and them, and they sell million from a car chunk. And these things are still history that's there and will be there to tell other people. A lot of the reggae bands we see out there, they're out there selling their music with their barcode, scanning their stuff, and every show where they have the merchandising and them stuff. Mm-hmm. So them stay up there, we don't have them systems, so we have to improvise that when we're touring. We have our merchandise, our CD selling, bar scanning. In terms of sale, we can sell it, but you have to make your product marketable, because not because you put out a reggae album, you want to brand yourself as this reggae person. You have to just brand yourself as a good craftsman. Make the album diverse, because I want to sell. I want to have a good sale record. So in terms of me landing on the Billboard number one spot, you know, that has to be some numbers, because numbers can't lie, and that's how you be there through SoundScan.